MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said on Monday, the state is launching a universal free child care program. New Mexico already eliminated the cost of child care for most families in 2022 under Lujan Grisham. And she said, New Mexico is leading the U.S. with this program that will expand upon the initiative to help families financially and provide a good start for children in the state.
It's the difference between making it when inflation in this country remains too high, particularly in the areas of utilities and food, the things that families have to raise their families.
She said. Jeffrey Diaz, 43, of Roswell, pleaded guilty to federal charges for making multiple bomb threats to government offices across several states, the DOJ announced on Monday. On February the 14th, Diaz made threatening calls to several governmental agencies and offices, including the United States Senator's Office, a New Mexico 2nd Judicial District Court in Bernalillo County, the Doña Ana County Magistrate Court, and the Governor of Pennsylvania's office. Diaz pled guilty to four counts of malicious threat to injure by fire or explosive. At sentencing, he faces up to 10 years in prison. And Jeffrey Smiley of Clovis received a 33-year prison sentence for the July 11th, 2023 shooting and serious injury of his young daughter. Video showed Smiley shooting 12 rounds at his ex-wife's car. One shot hit his 7-year-old daughter. She survived after doctors in Lubbock treated her. According to the district attorney in Clovis, Smiley learned his divorce was finalized that day and wasn't allowed to see his daughter. They believe that led to the shooting. Smiley will be eligible for parole after he serves 25 years. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.